was an author of historical fiction. The stories she wrote spanned a wide range of historical periods, from 2,000 years ago to Victorian England, and critics loved them. Her details were accurate, and the characters were powerful and believable. And yet Pearl was anything but a scholar. She was born in 1883 at the southern tip of Illinois, where the Illinois River meets the Mississippi at a curly little peninsula. At just 8 months old, her parents moved to Texas, taking her and her siblings with them. She attended school like every other child in town, but she was never really good at it. Some say her attention span was too short, or that she had a hard time focusing, and it bothered her, causing her to have panic attacks that eventually forced her to drop out of school. But what she lacked in focus and academic prowess, she more than made up for in her musical gifts. She wanted to be a singer, a prima donna, in fact, and poured years of her life into that dream. At just 18 years old, she moved to Chicago and worked a variety of jobs while she took voice lessons. It never panned out, though. In 1907, at the age of 24, she met John Curran, and the two fell in love. They married soon after and settled into an average life. Not poor, but not wealthy. Not educated, but far from ignorant or inexperienced. It was a life of balance and middle-of-the-road moments. I'm not sure how Pearl felt about that. Less than 7 years into their marriage, Pearl started writing. Maybe it was a retooling of that dream of fame and fortune. Rather than singing out in song, perhaps she shifted to a new voice, a narrative voice, and tried to make that one heard. It's difficult to just fall into a writing career, but Pearl seems to have done just that. Year after year, she wrote. Poetry was a big piece of that, apparently. In fact, there was one 12-month period when Pearl managed to publish nearly 90 poems in various magazines. She landed on all sorts of lists of accomplished authors, and the critics seemed to love her. Her true gift, though, appears to have been in the genre of historical fiction. She had this strange, almost uncanny ability to write in the dialect of the period that she set her stories in, and the details were incredibly accurate as well. If you knew nothing about Pearl Curran and read one of her novels, you would have assumed that she was a historian. Of course, you know better, because I've already revealed her rough educational background, and because of that, you probably want to know exactly how Pearl managed to learn so much about so many historical periods without having a good track record with learning or education. I get that. It's pretty mysterious, isn't it? It turns out, everything Pearl ever learned about the England of Chaucer or colonial America came from a close friend named Patience Worth. It was Patience who gave her these details, taught her how to speak and write in a way that was historically accurate, and even helped her build convincing fictional characters within those worlds. Patience was the key, as they say, but this time the key was also a person. Pearl met Patience in July of 1913, right before she began to write. She claimed to be the daughter of English immigrants who moved to America from Dorset, England, decades before, but Patience herself had been born in the New World. She was educated, intelligent, and gifted at stringing together engaging stories. How lucky for Pearl that the two of them had met at all. But it wasn't one of those random encounters between two strangers over a game of bridge or at the moving picture shows. No, Patience came into Pearl's life in a very different way. Because on July 8th of 1913, the two women met at a neighbor's house where some ladies had gathered to experiment with an unusual device, a Ouija board. Not in person, though. No, Patience only showed up when Pearl placed her hand on the wooden planchette and let a spirit guide her movement. The name that spirit spelled out, of course, was Patience Worth. It would be the first time Pearl allowed the invisible author to write through her, but certainly not the last. Each and everything Pearl wrote, you see, was crafted while she was in a trance.